The Nigerian Entertainment News.
It's another beautiful day here in Lagos, Nigeria, and it's definitely a privilege to bring you another rollicking, yep, that's my word of the day, rollicking edition of the Nigerian Entertainment News, brought to you exclusively
by the one and only, TooExclusive.com. Yeah, baby.
5 minutes of great entertainment news, so sit back, relax, and let's get started. My name once again?
AY the Boss Man.
Here we go.
Dilseos, the Nigerian Entertainment News.
He is one half of the amazing pop group P-Square, and his name is Peter Okoye. Peter Okoye on Sunday gave his son's mother, Lola Omotayo, a surprise birthday treat at her Ikoyi residence. Sources gathered that Peter put together a surprise party that was absolutely amazing. According to Peter, Lola is a wonderful woman who means a lot to me. Special people deserve special things like this. Lola and Peter have been together for several years and they're expecting their second baby. Well, happy birthday to you, Lola. Visit our website for more info. And just a few days after a spat with ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo, rapper Idris Abdul-Karim is back again, this time with more drama. The La Cream Kenny's Music Act recently went on Twitter and declared himself a statesman, a quote-unquote statesman in Nigeria's music circle. According to Abdul-Karim, he is the reason big acts like P-Square and The Banj are getting paid today. He also went on to say the freedom in music is due to its 2004 face-off with American rapper 50 Cent and his song, Jaga Jaga. Mr. Idris, you like drama. Visit our website for more details on this story. Two international music artists, Wyclef Jean and Akon, will star in Jeta Amata's latest Nollywood production, Black November. We're told the music stars joined the movie casting in the final lap of shooting, which took place in Los Angeles, California. The movie Black November is about the Niger Delta struggle, and it features great artists like Fred Amata, OC UKJ, Robert Peters, and lots more. Visit our website to get more details on this story.
You're listening to the Nigerian Entertainment News.
Wande Cole's latest video, Go Low, has received a ban from the National Broadcasting Commission. According to sources, NBC has released a list of banned videos, which included the Maven Records video. The banned video, however, has only been restricted from being played on free-to-air TV stations. That means viewers of cable TV stations can still watch the video, as the ban does not affect them from playing it. The video, by the way, was directed by Mo Musa in the UK.
You're listening to the Nigerian Entertainment News.
Brought to you by TooExclusive.com.
The band just featured on Kanye West's Good Music compilation album titled Cruel Summer. The supposed track list, which leaked earlier this week, shows the band collaborating with six other U.S. acts on the song titled The Morning. Other acts off the album include Raekwon, Pusha T, Common, 2 Chainz, Sci-Hi the Prince, and Kid Cudi. Other big names on the album include R. Kelly, Jay-Z, and a surprise cameo from guess who? Yep, Mace. Or is it Pastor Mace or Bishop Mace? I don't know. Visit our website for more details on the story.
The Nigerian Entertainment News.
And that's it from us here at TooExclusive.com. Remember, you can visit our website for all the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Simply log on to www.TooExclusive.com. That's TooExclusive.com.
Yeah, baby.
It's Nigerian Entertainment News, and my name is AY the Boss Man. Have a great day.
Mr. Boss Man, why are you always yelling at everybody?
Shut up, go and read your book or something. What's wrong with you?
This program is produced by Swift Think Limited and Owoduni Productions.